Once again today, there is smoky haze across portions of the Northeast. We dealt with it last week, and we're dealing with it again now. This is smoke from wildfires out west, and at times, some of that smoke has made it all the way down to the ground, resulting in poor air quality and, of course, the smell of smoke. It looks like that smoky haze will be with us again at times tomorrow. There is computer modeling to help guide us where that smoke will end up, but just like with weather, sometimes these things have a mind of their own, so we'll have to monitor the situation day by day. We're also monitoring some showers and thunderstorms across the Northeast this afternoon. Be aware that any storms could be strong or severe with gusty winds and hail, and any of these storms will have the potential to produce heavy rain and frequent vivid lightning. So if you are going to be out, be aware that there's the potential for some rough weather as we go through the late day hours into this evening. Any showers and storms should wrap early tonight, especially north and west of Albany. Showers and storms could linger at times through the night from the capital region on south and southeast. We'll see some areas of fog, and overnight lows will be in the 50s across the north. Most of us will end up in the 60s. And then tomorrow, that cluster of showers and storms will push off to the east. There could still be a shower during the morning, especially south of Albany. Otherwise, we'll see a blend of clouds and increasing sunshine, and temperatures will be quite pleasant for this time of year. It's certainly not going to feel like late July. We'll see highs in the 70s with a comfortable humidity level as well. Do keep in mind that sun is still quite strong, so if you're out in the sun, it'll feel quite warm, and you'll need to remember to wear sunblock. And then on Thursday, we'll have a warm front come at us. That'll increase the humidity and the chance for showers and thunderstorms. And then as everything clears out with a cold front Friday morning, any early showers should wrap up, and we'll see drier weather as the day moves along. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably cloudy with a chance for showers and thunderstorms early, areas of fog, lows in the 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant with highs in the 70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably cloudy, a chance for showers and thunderstorms early, areas of fog, lows in the 50s, and for tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, with highs in the 70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, patchy fog, lows in the 60s. Tomorrow, a chance for showers early, then a mix of clouds and increasing sun, with highs in the 70s to around 80. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, areas of fog, lows in the low 60s, and for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and increasing sun, with highs in the 70s. Region-wide on Thursday, variably cloudy with a chance for showers and thunderstorms, muggy with highs in the 70s, and on Friday, a chance of showers early, otherwise partly sunny and pleasant, with highs in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyennis.